Good afternoon, Williams Restaurant.
Good afternoon. Is William available by chance?
Let me check. May I ask who's calling?
Yes, this is Zach from Bank of Cardiff. I had spoken with him this morning. He said he'd have more time to talk this afternoon.
Okay, hold on, please.
Thank you. Good afternoon, William.
Yes.
Hi, it's Zach with Bank of Cardiff. Wanted to check in and see if you, I had refaxed that over this morning. Did you receive it?
Yeah, I received it, yeah. Okay. But just let me ask you, because did I tell you before that I do have a loan out now,
Yeah, it looks like you have a loan with National Business Capital with a balance of about $65,000 and a daily payment of $227.
Yeah. Well, listen, what I want to do is because, first of all, I won't be able to give you any tax returns or profit and loss, I can give you bank statements, I can fill an application, but I can't give you the other stuff,
No profit and loss?
No.
The only thing is we can go that route, but I believe it'll just limit the options of the programs that we have available for you.
Yeah, that's what I figured. That's why I was.
We can still do it though. Again, I just wanted to have as many options and choices for you as possible.
I can't give you that information at this time. I can give you bank statements.
Okay. And we can start with that. I can submit as is and see what underwriting has to say. If things look good, we could still have an approval for you. I was just concerned about you having options and choices. I didn't want you to get stuck into a program and say, this is all we have available for you.
Because, what I wanted to do is pay the loan off that I have now,
Yes.
And get some additional funding, without costing me. Right now, it's costing me like $4,500 a month.
Okay.
I'm looking to improve that,
Yes, and did you have a budget in mind as far as you wanted to spend monthly on that?
What I want to spend monthly?
Yeah, as far as the budget is concerned, if we were to pay that off and then have you the rest, the net of the income, for your renovations. Did you have a figure in mind as far as like a payments go for monthly for the new loan? Something that we could kind of work towards?
Yeah. Well, look, I wouldn't want to pay any more than I'm paying now.
Of course. You know, and that's our goal, is to get you the lowest payment possible and the most amount of, basically get you the cheapest loan possible with the longest term possible.
Yeah, right.
So, I mean, that is my goal, is to get you a cheaper payment and just create less stress for you with this, with the loan.
Yeah, right. Well, you think you can do that right now without the tax returns and
Yeah, you know, I still have programs that I could submit to. Have you not done it this year? Because we can take 2 years ago with an extension. You know, if that was the issue.
I just don't have that information right now. I don't have any of that information.
Yeah, but we can still go ahead and you know, see what we can make available for you. It just kind of limits your options. So that was the only thing there. But there's still options there.
There's still options. Well, you think there's a possibility that even with the
tax return? Yeah, I've seen it done. You know, it happens a couple times a week here. So yes, there's definite possibility. We do it all the time. The more information we have, it just opens up more programs for you. So that's the only thing there. Yeah, but we can still go ahead.
I can definitely give you bank statements, you know, and
application. Well, let's start there. See what we can make available for you, and then we can continue to work forward.
So you're saying then that there is a possibility that.
Absolutely, with your amount of sales and you know, everything that you have going for you, absolutely, there's a possibility. There are programs there.
That I can pay this loan off and get some additional
capital.
Let's say total of I owe maybe around 65 right now. Maybe get a total of 100,000. Let's say.
Yeah, that's what we will work towards.
Without increasing my payment.
That's my overall goal. Without looking at bank statements, I can't, you know, tell you over the phone that that's what we can do. So we would have to take a look at those. But again, I can get you feedback inside of 24 hours to know if this would be a good fit for you, or if, you know, there's other options out there for you.
Yeah, you know, the reason I'm asking is because before I start sending you anything, you know, that, yeah, you know, that. At least a possibility to get
the funding.
The funding, yeah.
Yeah, this is the type of situation that we work with all the time. You know, we work with people that are having challenges, and you know, we're very successful at it. Again, you know, I know that we can make money available for you. It's just a matter of having to look at the bank statements and having underwriting put that through their algorithms to see what we can make available, and without creating a burden, you know, if we can beat the initial payment right here. But again, the overall goal is to pay off the $65,000 with National Business Capital, have you net, you know, another $35,000 potentially for the renovations for the business.
Do you charge the is there any fees involved?
No, there's no fees or no obligations to you to see what we can make available. So the only fee would be if we are going to go through with the loan, and that would be to set up an ACH fee. And depending on the situation, I can actually have that waived. So initially, there are no fees. There's no obligations to you. So it's totally painless. If you don't like what we have to say, you know, at least we tried, and you can go to other options, and there's no obligations.
Yeah. Okay. I will send you some bank statements and fill an application.
Sure. And if I were to receive those this afternoon, I believe that we could have feedback for you by the end of business tomorrow.
Well, I don't know. because of my schedule, you know. I don't know if I'm,
okay.
I'm gonna lose today. Let's see, today is Friday. Probably I'll fax them to you like over the weekend.
Perfect. Right. And then I'll process everything Monday morning, and we can have an answer for you Tuesday.
All right.
Okay. But William, do you have any other questions for me? I feel like I've been doing a lot of talking here. Anything?
The main question that I had, you know, was I just wanted to know that, you know, about the tax returns and...
I appreciate the openness and honesty. I'm an open book as well. You know, I'm as transparent as possible. So that's the way we are.
Okay. All right, Zach. Like I said, over the weekend, I'll send you an application and the bank statement, some bank statements.
Sounds good. And would you like me to give you a call Monday morning to let you know that I received the facts, just to let you know that we're moving forward and we're processing everything? I know that you're busy in the mornings. Maybe like just give you a call in the afternoon to let you know that we're running everything.
I'm not here Mondays, but call me Tuesday.
Sure. I'll put that in my calendar right now. Okay. And William, any other questions?
Yeah. Not right now.
Okay. Hey, I appreciate your time this afternoon. I hope you have a great evening, and I'll give you a call Tuesday.
Thank you. You too.
All righty. Take care. Bye-bye.